In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Microsoft is updating its Bing search app, but there's a twist. More in a moment.
Bringing the world to your ears. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Microsoft has updated its Bing search app with a new feature that lets you search for images by taking a photo with your smartphone. You can also upload an image from your camera roll. Here to tell us about it is Wall Street Journal reporter Nathan Olivares-Giles. Nathan, perhaps the most surprising part of this update is that it's only available on iPhones. Why wouldn't Microsoft make it available for phones running on its own Windows system?
You know, I asked Microsoft that, and they declined to say, but this is becoming a bit of a pattern with them. Just last week, they released this really cool one-handed keyboard, and it was out just for the iPhone and not Windows Phone. And then this week, it's this new feature for Bing. It seems to be a bit of a habit for them increasingly, but, you know, realistically, there are more people using the iPhone than any other smartphones out there. And in fact, their market share for Windows smartphones has fallen down to just 1.1%, according to the Gartner research firm.
How does this new feature work?
Well, basically, you go into the Bing app, and the first thing you see is a magnifying glass. You tap onto that, and then you'll see a little camera icon. And if you tap that, then you'll launch into your phone's camera, and you can take a picture of anything in front of you, and basically it'll crawl the entire web to look for similar images. You can also upload an image you already have on your phone. And, you know, it could be kind of handy if you're looking for, say, another view of the same object or building, or you're trying to identify, like, what type of, you know, pet you have in front of you, or trying to figure out, you know, what this, like, piece of clothing is and things like that.
And it returns images taken at a different angle. Is that right?
It returns all sorts of images, and sometimes it's the same angle, sometimes it's different, sometimes it's in different places. It's just like conducting an image search on the desktop web. If you type in, say, you know, Benicio del Toro, and then you click images, you'll get a bunch of pictures of Benicio del Toro. So it tries to find things that are similar using the image that you have rather than text.
What happened when you tested the updated search app?
Well, you know, it worked most of the time, but every once in a while there were a couple little, misfires. I took a picture of this Yoda action figure I have on my desk, and it actually returned me pictures of plants. So it kind of didn't quite recognize what it was looking at there. But for the most part, it gets it. I uploaded a picture I took of Citi Field, where the Mets play in New York, a few weeks back, and it got me more pictures of Citi Field, and it was fantastic. I uploaded a picture of my brother's dog, and it didn't really get the species right, but it got, you know, similar colors and things like that. So I couldn't quite get the breed, but it got me a bunch of similar-looking dogs. So, you know, it worked most of the time.
It didn't get you Benicio del Toro.
No, not for my brother's dog, no.
Right.
It did not.
How useful is this app, really? I mean, you talked about questions about utility.
Well, you know, I think there's an ongoing question for this sort of technology. It's been there for a while. Google had an app called Google Goggles that it built almost like 8 years ago now, and it actually discontinued the app in 2014 on iOS, and it hasn't updated it since on Android. So they've been kind of just like letting it sit over there and wither on the vine because they just didn't find it very useful for most people. Now, Microsoft is bringing this out on the iPhone, and that's pretty cool. But, you know, Apple doesn't make anything like this, and most of your big companies don't. Amazon, so far, I think, has found the most use out of this. They have, in their shopping app, the ability to recognize any object in front of you, and then it can tell you if it's for sale on Amazon. So let's say that you're running out of milk. Well, if you want to order more milk or toilet paper or a new book that your friend's reading or whatever, it'll recognize that object and let you know if it's for sale on Amazon, and then you can buy it. That seems to be the most useful so far, but that's not quite what Bing's doing.
Can't Bing do something like that, or is there just no point to that?
Well, you know, Microsoft could do that at some point if they wanted to, but they would have to, you know, make partnerships with online retailers,
yeah,
or develop their own storefront, which would be a really, really big problem to take on themselves. It's not beyond their scope. They could totally do it. They have the technology to do so. And Google's experimented with shopping things in the past. But so far, they're using it for just regular old image search on the web.
It sounds like Microsoft is just trying to get this particular app or updated app on as many phones as possible, and that's why they're doing it for iOS phones.
Yeah, I think they're searching for some traction. They've got this cool technology, it works well, and now what do you do with it? Well, let's see if we can find an audience and maybe find some ideas. I kind of think that's what's going on here.
Wall Street Journal reporter Nathan Olivares-Giles, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
And you can listen to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.